You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Five seven three four bread four. You can also text 573-4 bread four. You can remain anonymous. You can email me anytime, day or night. Don't have to be live for that one. For listening to an archive, you can still email me at dmlive@breadboxmedia.com. You can log on to breadboxmedia.com any old time you want, and you can listen to any one of our many very varied contributors. We are a very eclectic group, and it's great fun to be a part of it. You can also become a friend of the show by logging on to breadboxmedia.com and scrolling over to or finding friend of the show, then scrolling to Dr. Michelle, click on that, and you can become a friend of the show. So there's just so many. Oh, yes, let me not forget. I always go through a program without announcing anything. So here is my big truckload of announcements. So you can also go and listen to archives by logging on to breadboxmedia.podbean.com, scrolling over to Dr. Michelle, clicking on Dr. Michelle Live, clicking on Dr. Michelle Live, and there you will have opened up before you one archive after another. Sometimes it's pretty obvious what we're talking about, and other times it might be a little nebulous depending on how oddly creative I think I'm being at the time I write my show notes. And sometimes I forget what I said. So, you know, you might listen and go, wait a minute, we didn't really cover what that was all about. But usually we have lots of different varied things. My entire world is bringing in all of me to all of you, taking all of you into all of me, bringing in the facts, the statistics, the studies, all my history of profession in the medical world as a general practitioner, as a psychiatrist, as a person who worked with post-traumatic stress disorder, with soldiers and people who lost their children and people who have cancer, my own survivor of post-traumatic stress disorder, of people in relationships, good relationships, bad relationships, eating disorders, married to narcissists, married to abusers or going out with abusers, or how do you prevent yourself from going out with abusers? All that, along with how do you listen to God? What's in your heart? How do you connect with your heart? Connecting the mind with the heart, with the body. It's a lifelong process. I didn't just come out of the box or the womb saying, hey, I got the answer. I know how to do this. It's a long, hard road. And part of that long, hard road is when I come to a big old dip in the road that I didn't see coming, in fact, that happened to me once. I'm driving along at night, and someone removed the caution sawhorse thing, and I'm driving along somewhere. I think I was in my 20s, and I'm just driving down my street, and boom, my car goes right into a square that was cut out of the street for whatever reason. Some construction crew needed to do that. And that was that. And that happens in life, doesn't it? It happens all the time. You're going along your road. You're right near home. It's all going good. And someone takes away the little sign you relied on or didn't know was there in the first place. And boom, you're there. Had another experience. Again, I'm giving you experiences of things out of the blue. My stepson, way back when he was like 10 years old, was riding his bicycle down a road and came across a big pile of leaves and rode through that pile of leaves, and boom, he got shot. there was some kid with a BB gun. Thank God it was a BB gun. He got shot in his back. It could have hit his spine, but he got shot. And this was like suburban America. I mean, just Midwest suburban America and upper middle class home. And some kid thought it would be a cool thing to ambush some little kid riding on a bicycle. I think he was 10. And he got shot in the back by somebody else who thought whatever they thought, and they had a BB gun, and boom, there it was. And he was okay. That was a long time ago, but that certainly wasn't, you know, a little 10-year-old all excited. Yes, let's go ride for on a bike. And boom, the next thing you know, you're getting a call that he was shot by a BB gun, and he had no big puncture wounds or anything. So, you know, thank God. But life does throw its curveballs. So we're going to talk today about life throwing curveballs, but also seizing every opportunity to get a better life. Every moment, there's never going to be the best life ever. The best day in the world out there riding your bicycle, 10 years old, boom. Or me thinking, probably coming back from school. I don't remember what I was doing. Life was probably pretty good at that moment. Kids and school and, you know, being young. And all of a sudden, I'm head first into a ditch. So there's all these little metaphors we can come up with. One more. I'll give you one more. Had my child in the back of my little Volkswagen, 1973 Volkswagen that I thought was so awesome, little tiny bug. And out in the mountains where we were going to school, and it was snowing and icy and all that. And we're driving down and I'm singing away and I'm singing with him, and he's in his little car seat, and it's all just like one lovely, beautiful moment. And all of a sudden I skid out and I am turning my wheels just like you're supposed to, but that didn't matter. Nothing mattered. I was hydroplaning on this ice, and I'm going around and around and around and around, just like you would see in a movie, you know, if you were like in the inside watching everything spin. And I had absolutely no control. Talk about your life spinning out of control. And I had my baby with me, my child. My life was spinning out of control right there in real time in a concrete material world. And so we're just going in circles all the way down this road. And because it was such a snowy, cold, and probably odd time, there was not another soul in sight. Thank God there was no other oncoming car or anything, or somebody that they don't think anyone would try to cross a road like that, but or an animal. So round and around and around and around and around, it seemed like forever. Nothing I could do. I don't remember even how I felt at the time, other than just completely helpless. But somehow it was almost slow motion. So it wasn't, I don't know if there was fear. I don't even think I felt fear at the moment. And all of a sudden I spun and slid and spun and slid, and I was down in the side ditch with my baby in a snowdrift. So we made it, obviously. But those are just, you know, a few of probably 100,000 stories of possibilities, near misses, little tiny things that don't seem to, they're just little footnotes now, not even footnotes, they're not even worth a footnote because of all the huge things that have happened, deaths of babies and AIDS and, you know, and hearing stories of the most enormous tragedies and pain in my profession, and seeing people, healthy people get unhealthy and unhealthy people getting healthy. So our life is filled. And so how do we grasp every second, every opportunity to make our life better? Because it will never be the best. As soon as you say it's the best, well, it's life. So it can continue on a trajectory upward to that. We have a spectrum. Many of you have stories, and I love those stories where you're all around that person on their deathbed and they go, you know, I had a really good life. And they mean it sincerely. Their life was awesome. And there's many other people who we know And we need to know those people. We can't run from them. We cannot run. I heard yesterday someone being interviewed, and I will look up the website as well, maybe give it on, put it on my show notes, of someone with human that was involved in human trafficking. And their mission was to rescue these children. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But mainly, our show today is going to be about seizing opportunity, every moment of an opportunity in your life, and what makes up an opportunity. So we're going to look at that. And we're also going to look at why it's good to stay just this side of normal. You don't want to be, quote, normal, because what? We don't even have a definition of that anyway, do we? What was normal yesterday is not normal today. So this is Dr. Michelle. Grab your coffee. We will be on our road shortly, just after the break.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Welcome back. I am your host, Dr. Michelle. 573-4-BREAD-4. 573-4-BREAD-4. You can email me anytime. DMLive@breadboxmedia.com. DMLive@breadboxmedia.com. All right. So, evidently, which I didn't know, January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So we need to take a moment and say to ourselves, I mean, really, even if you have to say, this is not just some story, some watered down story. We are so focused on the past. We are so focused on what's happening in our lives. We are so focused on whatever little soundbite, it doesn't even seem real anymore. These are real people, and not just, I mean, these are mainly, well, they're everywhere. They're adults and they're children, but children, nine people in this country selling their babies. Story of a 6-month-old girl being sold. Sold for, it's just too, I don't even know who is listening here, but anyway, for sexual reasons in this country, you know, it's like, what? And we do listen to things, and I want to go to, because it is important in a more secure, a safe environment. If you seize every opportunity to make your life better, you don't have to be that person that just sits there and says, oh gosh, that's so horrible. I've been like that in my life, where, you know, it's like you hear something, oh, isn't that horrible, as if that's doing something. No, exclaiming it's horrible, it just exclaims it's horrible. It doesn't do anything. If you see a dog hit by a car lying in the street and you go, oh, that's just so sad and horrible, and you just drive by and go to Burger King, that's not going to help anything. There are lots of people out there. And guess what? Catholic Charities has a big human trafficking program. It rescues and restores. So you need to look at that. I know there's one in Louisville, Kentucky, that I actually interviewed one of the women. I don't know if she's even still there. It must be 13 years ago now. And it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. The problem's gotten worse. It's replaced drugs. the more we legalize drugs here, the more they got to find other people to harm, other ways to get money. Criminals have to get money somehow. And they get it by being criminals. They don't get it by getting jobs. And the thing about humans is that they're reusable. A syringe and a dose of some drug is not reusable. It gets used up. A human is reusable. And sometimes these little children are used 30 and 40 times a day. Now, I did not intend to talk about this, actually, but I'm talking about it now. Can you even imagine? And then if you rescue someone who has been used 30, 40 times a day, and they're 9, or they are 6 months old and they survive being sold over and over for pocket change to people's relatives for untoward things. How do you restore that? How do you restore that? What do you do? How do you stick it through with them? We are not in a stick it through world. We don't stick it through thick and thin. We say it. We will do this. We will hang in there. I'll be by. What was that thing I told you? It really upset me. For a while, everyone's saying, I got your back. Well, I used to deal with soldiers. I used to work with soldiers who got each other's back. And believe me, they got each other's back. And in the really harrowing times, there may be times where someone was let down. But believe me, you walk in suburban America or suburban anywhere in the world into a Target or that's where I saw it. We have your back. Target doesn't have my back. The government doesn't have my back. Really? No. They want your money and they want you. They like slogans. And it's not that they're bad. I'm going to go and shop at Target, but we use it. I got your back. I always got your back. No, no, no. You don't even know what that means. It means really sticking it in. It means going to the mat, willing to die like soldiers do. And I can't say that I've been in that situation. So, but I know people who have. And they were out there with bullets flying. So are you out there with bullets flying? Where do you have to be? We don't all have to be working for Catholic Charities. I'm looking at now Catholic Charities of Louisville in 2007. And that's probably about the time that I interviewed this person, probably even less, because I think it was somewhere around 2004 when I first started doing a radio program. And I think there was, I don't know if it's the same person, but this woman started this program. Or was hired to start this program. They received funding to begin the Victims of Human Trafficking program, where they actually directly assist and manage the victims of human trafficking. There are now this organization I'm going to try to find for you. They actually, I heard about them yesterday. They were looking for some funding. Some man just heard the story and decided to actually do something about it. And he and men from law enforcement and really harsh working people that have seen it all, that have the strength and the tenacity and the courage and the ability to go physically into places that are very dangerous to help rescue children. And they started doing that, and then it grew and it grew and it grew. And then they have someone who's now helping the management of these children afterward, trying to find homes for them. And if one home doesn't work out, another home might, and another home might, which is a very sad story. But then when they find that home, there are success stories. They find that home. So what does this have to do with you seizing every opportunity for a better life? Because in my mind, as I even say that, I always think in pictures. I just slice off the other thing we were talking about, human trafficking, and I think about better life. So you think about getting in your car. Car works. The windshield wipers work, which actually, by the way, mine just flew off as I'm driving up to see a friend of mine. My back windshield wiper just like, oh, there it goes. And so But, you know, you think about that you have things at work and it's warm and you bundle up in your coat that you got on Amazon or your one you got on sale and you run into your favorite. It could be a McDonald's coffee or wherever you go. I don't happen to be a fan of Starbucks, but most obviously the world is. They don't share my taste. So you're there meeting a friend or you're sitting down for a minute in your very busy life. Where am I ever going to find the time? Well, it has a lot to do with people in these situations, because if you seize every opportunity in front of you in the life you were given, and you don't just think, oh, I'm so guilty because I live good and somebody else doesn't, and I'm thankful because they're before the grace of God. Go, I'm not minimizing you. I sound a little sarcastic. I don't mean to, but there's a lot of us out there who say, well, my heart's with them. And we need prayer warriors, because not everyone's called to get their boots dirty. So you do need prayer warriors, that you have to have them. The cloistered nuns back there, they're not out there, you know, with their combat boots on, running into some place in Indonesia and rescuing a kid who's being used 30, 40 times a day, and may not survive. But they pray, and they pray for the Holy Spirit to inspire the guy, the man who, or the woman who says, hey, I can do this and I'm going to do it. And I'll do it on one person. I'll do it one time. But in order to be that person, to know where you fit in this world, it's not enough to say, to just talk about it, to shake your head about the horrible state of life. It's not enough. And in order to know where you fit, you might just be down there deciding to ladle out chili in a soup kitchen. And maybe you're giving someone, an old soldier who's homeless, enough sustenance that they end up in a shelter instead of with a bottle. And maybe they end up one day finding an idea like this, and they go on their path. Or maybe you're the one that's supposed to go on the path. I really don't know. I don't even know it for myself, because we're on a mission, but that mission is like Mission Impossible, but it's not impossible. We will know when we need to know. We'll get our little assignment. It'll happen. But the only way you're going to know and you're going to be there for that assignment is by having a better life yourself, knowing what a better life is, being just this side of normal. Because there is no normal. Any of you, please, I will give you a rosary, a beautiful rosary from this amazing place that is more of a military site. If you call me and you tell me exactly what is normal, but I'll give you a rosary anyway, if you want one, just email me, dmlive@redboxmedia.com. But really, and I will. So you do that and I will. You give me a mailing address, you'll get one. All right. I am Dr. Michelle. I will see you on the other side of the break. I am your host and you are walking with me today.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Welcome back. I am your host, Dr. Michelle. You're with me, Dr. Michelle Live, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4, staying just this side of normal myself, because there is no normal. Now, we do, when I say that, first of all, okay, here's our disclaimer. We give it in the beginning of the show. Please pay attention to it. This is not medical advice. I'm not giving you a dogma. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm giving you my opinion, my passion, my spiritual awakenings, my thoughts, my perspectives. I'm using all that I've had in my whole life that to this point, and even in the hard times, I wake up and I say, thank you, God, for what got me here. And even though I don't like here right now, it's like, it's not for me to like. It's like, let me open up my eyes and see the beauty that you gave me now, because whatever got me here happened long before I was born. And here I am. And I was sitting in my the place that I had lived, and we had bought with promise and hope and desire to retire, and all these promises and family gatherings and all of this. It turned out to be the exact opposite. One of those little house of, it was bad anyway, but it was good too. I mean, it was a roof over my head when I actually lived there. I had to live there, and didn't have to live there, but it's the place where I was. And I thought it was only temporary, and it turned out not to be temporary. And it was just, it's a story. I don't want to go into the story right now, because this is about how to seize opportunity. However, just yesterday, so I'm losing the place, right? So I'm losing this place. I'm living somewhere else, but I'm losing the place. The place is going to be gone, and it's just nothing of what I thought. It's like nothing you ever knew is true. And so I'm called over because there's this really weird, somebody came, it's empty, and there's this odd, like all of a sudden a hole in the ceiling. And I went and looked at it, and it looked like somebody drilled a hole, but it's probably some leak somewhere. We've had rain here, which is uncharacteristic, but I had a roofer out, and wasn't the roof. So we don't know, but I'm sitting there in this empty place, and the sun is going down, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, I'm seeing where the furniture used to be, and sitting on that couch, and my mom, my dad, and the kids. And, you know, it's like, wow, in a breath, it's just a room. It's an empty, empty drywall and carpet. That's it. That's it. A couple chairs that haven't been taken out yet. Thank God I had the chairs, because then I could put something on it. And maybe if it is a leak, I can find out where it's coming from. But I'm sitting there. And again, isn't that a weird thing? I thought I was never going back. And then all of a sudden, there's a hole. Real estate person walked by, took a picture, and said, hey, what's this about? It's like, well, I don't know. But as I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, this sucks. This really sucks. I'm kind of like in a little graveyard again, and I don't want to be here, but I'm there. And then I thought, you know, I just want to go home and just be with my dog and hang out. But then I thought, you know what, get in the car, go to an evening meeting that happens every week in this little town, where there's worship, and there's, and it's not Catholic, but then there's just fellowship. Everyone has a story. Everybody's broken in that meeting for some reason or other, but they're not broken. And I'm looking at these people, and some of these people that I have known for 2 or 3 years now, and I remember when they walk through those doors, and they're doing things that are helping so many people. And no one will know their names. They might get, one of them or two of them might get famous someday, but it's just beautiful. And I thought, you know what? It's about seizing opportunity. Each one of these people have repeating stories of trauma and abuse and all kinds of stuff. And yet they're seizing, and they don't even know they're seizing. That's what I want to tell you. That's what I want to make you aware of. You don't have to feel good. You don't have to say, I get it now. I get it now. Or I'm ready. I've made it this far. I got my education now. You're always waiting. Well, waiting for what? Because when you're riding down the street, as my story in the beginning of the program, and you're waiting, all of a sudden the sign's gone. Someone takes a sign and you're in the ditch, you know, and that's what happened. It's like, this was a plan, right? This is a plan. And the plan, this is a plan. This was a plan. And now where's the plan? It's non-existent. It never existed because it was only a figment of an imagination. Every opportunity, you seize every opportunity, but it doesn't mean that that means a job. It doesn't mean someone comes and offers you something or there's that brand new car. Now, it can mean all that. Like you just get this. It is not, it's a place that is not impulsive and it is not completely planned. You don't just skip and hope that God's going to kick you in the rear and throw you over into whatever place you need to be. Now, you may be that person that he does that with, but you can't make that decision yourself. What every opportunity is to not let your head go into the dark place. Do not let your head go into the regrets and the sadnesses. Sometimes you have to. You can't just wish it away and be Pollyanna because then you're blinded and you will not seize the opportunities. You can't just say, well, yes, it's the best thing to do to forgive. I forgive. And then it's done. It's not, because 9 times out of 10, people suppress those things. So it's about understanding that when we heal, that doesn't mean you get shot. Like I gave you the story, my stepson getting shot by a BB gun by some kid. That doesn't mean that it didn't hurt. And it doesn't mean that people weren't scared and that we had a little bit of a weird time afterward. Like, I can't remember the whole, it was a long time ago, but obviously we had to find out what happened and find the parents, and we had to make sure that the kid got into counseling and without pressing charges, or yes, pressing charges. I don't even remember, but I don't think we did. But it's like there had to be a lot of follow-up to that, and a lot of pain, a lot of discussion, a lot of thought, a lot of what if I make a mistake? What if we're not doing the right thing here? You know, and how do we prevent this from happening again? And on and on and on. We're beings that have confusion and pains, and we have to know that and accept that. And it's not about eliminating that. It's not about being instant. We aren't instant fabulous beings. It is a long road. But if every moment we look and we look more into the light and we just have a more lightness, we learn to switch into a more light way of being. And I'll tell you on the other side of the break how to do that. If we just practice, then you will have freed up moments in your finite life to say yes to little things, to not be so preoccupied you don't hear that thing about human trafficking, or and so then you never pray for it, or you never knit the booties for it, or you never give money to it, or you know what I'm saying? That's the point right there. It's about freeing up your moments so that you're not so captured. And what is it that Saint Paul, but capture your thoughts, capture every moment. Capture them and don't and seize them away. It's like rescue yourself from those places rather than say, well, I'm in those places and that's where I'm always going to stay. But you're in it, but walk away. If you were your own little child and they were in that little cesspool of regret or pain, you would grab them fast and you'd wash them off. And then you would go try to do something to get their mind off of it. Well, this is what we need to do too. So we're going to finish this on the other side of the break, tie it all up together. And I'm going to give you that link. Actually, we didn't do a lot of talking about it, but it's so worthwhile. It's really a very, it's one of those programs that is really on the move, and it's one of many, but at least it will raise your awareness a little bit. So I want you to really look at that as well, about the human trafficking. So anyway, we're going to stay. It's good. Remember, it's good to stay just this side of normal. And again, I will give you a rosary if you can tell me exactly what normal is. But also, if you want a rosary, I'll give you a rosary anyway. All you have to do is email me at dmlive@breadboxmedia.com or text 573-4-BREAD-4 and just put, I want a rosary. And then you can give Breadbox Media a way to get it delivered to you. All right. I am your host, Dr. Michelle. We will see you on the other side of the break.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
I'm your host, Dr. Michelle, and you are with me on Dr. Michelle Live, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. You can text or call and just say, I would like a rosary. I will send you one today. I want to send you a rosary. So, and they're awesome. They really are. I've never seen anything like them, so I want to share them. My email address is dmlive@breadboxmedia.com, dmlive@breadboxmedia.com. And all you have to do is email me and say, I would like a rosary. I will send you one. We will not track you. We'll have to have an address, but we won't track you. You can be anonymous if you ever want to ask a question or say anything or have it addressed over the air. You can be anonymous. Most of the people who even say, I don't want to be anonymous, we rarely use their name anyway, or I change a lot of things. If they're in the Midwest, I might make them from Florida. If they're women, I might make them men. If they're talking about their mom, I might make it about their dad, because it's really pretty much the same song, different verse of human interaction, human difficulties, human frailties, falling, stumbling, getting back up again, wiping away tears, mending broken hearts, mending broken bodies, getting through brokenness, things that don't seem to have any end in sight. And as I was saying about that sitting yesterday in that empty place, and of course, I'm crying again, just looking and thinking, this is like, when does this end? Where do these pains end? Well, pain sometimes won't end, and when you're reminded about it, and that's okay. And that's part of my world, is to say, yeah, it's okay. We somehow think it's supposed to be done, a done deal, that you don't think about it again, you don't have hurt. And so therefore you don't forgive yourself, or you don't forgive someone else. That doesn't necessarily mean forgetting. So they're two different things. And forgiving is a process. But I want you to, I'm going to put in that, I've kind of got three different aspects of this program today that I did not expect. But one of them, it is called OurRescue.org. And it's about human trafficking. And, you want to pack up your own sorrows. And you want to pack up your own troubles. One good way to do it is to turn your attention toward someone else, giving life instead of taking life. If your life's been taken from you in one way or another, metaphorically, a lot of people I work with came back from war. They had their whole teenage, some of them teenagers, started up until their 30s, all that gone. And they come back and they can't reintegrate. So, but what does that mean? Does that mean they're destroyed? No, it means they're transformed. Many of them, some of them it took, some of them couldn't take it. Doesn't mean they're weak. They didn't see any light. They weren't helped. People can be helped. You can help each other. That's the point. Some people are bootstrapped. Some people need help. We help each other. So one surefire way is to take something you're passionate about that gets you, that you hear like 5 minutes and you're brought to tears. Now, that doesn't mean falling for heart pullers. You pull your heartstrings. I mean, a good advertising person can do it in 30 seconds. One picture, one little phrase, one little tiny voice. It can be a lot of emotional manipulation as well. You have to be wise, gentle as doves, wise as serpents. You have to be wise. But looking at one of the biggest problems of our time, we have abortion. Yes. I mean, that's huge. It's all over the world. And that's a tragedy, but we have human trafficking. And not only are people being kidnapped and put into slavery, people sell their own children into slavery right now, today, right now, today. And right from these United States and right from these, any old place you want to point to on this globe, I would be hard pressed to find a place where that didn't happen or somehow isn't utilized willingly or unwillingly, knowing or not knowing. People in nail salons, you could go today to be ready for your daughter's wedding, getting your nails done, and someone will be chained to a cargo box that night. I'm serious, literally, right there in little towns in the middle of our country. Because that's what was happening in Lexington, Kentucky back in 2007, 2008. Right there. In the Archdiocese of Louisville, they had stories and of people right in the downtown center where people are going from their office buildings to having sandwiches for lunch, drinking coffee upstairs. There were people, young people, chained to beds. You know, you can't know that. But when you know it, when somebody discovers it, listen. And if you are in that position, going full circle now, to open your heart. Now, how do you open your heart to seize every opportunity? The first thing you do is you say, I have the eyes of Christ. I have the eyes of Christ. That's if you're a Christian. I have the eyes of Christ. I have the eyes of God. I have the eyes of God. The eyes of God see through me. I see he's in me. You're not God. But if you believe that, I have the mind of God. I have the mind of Christ. It doesn't mean I use it. It doesn't mean that I have access to it at this moment. But what it means is that I have within me a supernatural quality that can transcend and not be separate from this body in this valley of tears, but that can be constantly, if you can say, wait a minute, no, I'm back here in the graveyard. Hold on, I'm coming back. Because today is the day that I look around me and I see the flower and I see the sun or I see the rain or I see the person that's trying to get the groceries in their car right now. Don't know them, never knew them before, probably won't know their name. But I see them now and I can give an umbrella or I can help them or I cannot help them or I can log on to this place that I will give you. It's called OurRescue.org, OurRescue.org. Talking about human trafficking all over the world with success stories of people who have been rescued and what they've gone on to do. And many of them, or some of them anyway, a few of the stories where these people have had lives you can't even imagine. So bleak. And yet now they're out helping elderly or they're helping. That's their life's mission. That's how beautiful the human heart is. That's how beautiful this world is. If you sit around and talk about how bad it all is, then you just sit around and talk about how bad it all is. Where's your focus? Where are your eyes? Seize every opportunity. And that means the instantaneous opportunity inside your head, inside your heart, through your eyes, even in the empty times, even sitting in that place yesterday and thinking, you know, and just feeling, not even thinking, just seeing the ghosts right in that empty place, seeing the couch, seeing the laughter, seeing, you know, my dad with a little glass of brandy and the kids laughing, you know, and it's like a silence with a hole in the roof. So what? It's a place. It's gone. That was. It's not now. And it was beautiful, and it led to new places for everybody involved. And sometimes it leads through new places with pain. And that's just the way it is. But we brace the beauty along with it. If we always keep our hearts beautiful, and we always see the little things in life that even for a second in the pain, we look and we say, thank you, God. Someone taught me to do that. I learned it all throughout life. All different times people teach me all these different things. Listen to your angels, people that just walk by you and say, hey, you've got a beautiful smile, or look up, or hey, things aren't so bad. Whatever. People, I know they've done that to you in like parking lots and things like that. A chaplain in a hospital when my dad was having surgery 13 years ago, was talking to him a bit, and he said, you know, what I want you to do is, I was worried about my dad. He goes, you go outside here in the parking lot and look up at the trees. And he goes, just look at a bird. Look at the pine needles. Look at the pine cone. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. He started me on a road. He gave me a degree in opening up. A residency in opening up just with those words. So I want you today to seize opportunity, the internal opportunities. Know that you have the eyes of Christ. Know that you have the mind of Christ in you. He says that, and you do. Be as wise as serpents, gentle as doves. And also I want you to log onto that website. Take a look. And if you want a rosary, email me, dmlive@breadboxmedia.com, and I will send you a rosary, my treat. All right. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, and we will see you tomorrow. You just have a beautiful, wonderful day. You've been walking with me on this road of life, Dr. Michelle Live. We will see you tomorrow. Pray, be well, and stay this side of normal. All right. See you tomorrow.
For listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.